This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
Let us know what's happening out in the world this morning.
Well, there's a body spray recall. I'll let you know about that in case some of your favorites might be in there.
They should all be recalled. Yes.
Yeah. somebody's running for Senate in Pennsylvania. Oh boy,
yeah.
This will be a blast.
This ought to be good.
Yep.
Yeah.
We will start with a grand jury here in Virginia Beach that has found that Virginia Beach police officer Solomon Simmons was justified in fatally shooting Donovan Lynch, armed with a gun, during a chaotic night of violence on the city's oceanfront. The death of Lynch has drawn heightened scrutiny because he is a cousin of Grammy-winning musician Pharrell Williams. Lynch's father also filed a $50 million wrongful death lawsuit. The city's prosecutor said Tuesday that Officer Solomon Simmons was justified in protecting himself and others in the late March shooting. They said Lynch racked around into his handgun's chamber and pointed his weapon toward a parking lot filled with multiple people and police. The prosecutors also said that Lynch began to turn towards Simmons. They didn't say that he necessarily pointed the gun at him, but they said that given the nature of the situation, they found that it was justified, so no charges will be taken. No charges will be placed against Officer Simmons.
Yeah, and interesting. Witnesses refused to speak to the state police investigators, and so they empowered a grand jury to hear this testimony. So they were able to speak to the people that were actually there and saw this go down at the time.
Yeah,
and that's the only way they got testimony from them, though, because they didn't want to speak to the investigators. They went in front of a grand jury, which is empowered of, you know, your peers.
Yes,
basically, yeah, people from the community.
Yep. Yeah. So, moving forward from that, the Biden administration is enforcing tougher testing requirements for international travelers to the U.S. for both vaccinated and unvaccinated people. Amid the spread of the new Omicron variant of the coronavirus, the president was yesterday making a speech trying to sell his new spending deal and also trying to set people's fears aside.
We're going to keep fighting through this with every tool we have. And we're, you know, as we did with the original virus and with the Delta virus variant.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it's working towards requiring that all air travelers to the U.S. be tested for COVID-19 within a day of boarding their flight. Currently, those who are fully vaccinated may present a test taken within 3 days of boarding. Mm-hmm. The precise testing protocols are still being finalized ahead of a planned speech tomorrow by President Joe Biden on the nation's plan to control the COVID-19 pandemic during the winter.
This is really screwing up all my travel plans. I just want to know if Omicron's listening.
Yeah,
you are effing up my travel plans. Just
yes,
so you know.
Well, you're still, I mean...
I'm
traveling in the U.S.
No, I'm traveling domestically at Christmas, but in the spring I had planned to actually go overseas, and that's probably not going to happen. Well, it may still happen.
Let's
just see what happens.
Maybe we'll get lucky. This won't spread like crazy, and things will be okay.
Or we'll find that we're bulletproof on some of this stuff.
There's
a lot of possibilities.
Fingers crossed on
that.
Relating to that, the U.S. health advisors have endorsed an antiviral drug from Merck to treat COVID-19. It sets the stage for an expected authorization of the first pill that Americans could take at home for the coronavirus. The Food and Drug Administration panel voted that the drug's benefits in curbing hospitalizations and deaths outweigh its risks. Those risks include potential birth defects if used during pregnancy.
Yes.
The FDA isn't bound by panel's recommendation and is expected to make their own decision before the end of the year. Merck's pill could provide a much-needed therapy as colder weather pushes case counts higher and U.S. officials brace for the arrival of the new Omicron.
So it's not a done deal. This
not
is
yet.
A recommendation.
It's the same thing that we've seen with all these other ones where it goes through this one panel first and they make the recommendation. But, like we've said before, what ends... pretty much throughout this case, when the panel has approved it, the FDA has gone on to approve it later.
Not 100%, but
it's a good
majority,
indicator.
A majority.
Yeah, it's a good indicator. With one of the two outstanding recounts requested by Democrat incumbents who trail their GOP challengers in Virginia House races, one of them is going to be taking place this week, Thursday and Friday. Republicans won at least 50 seats in the 100-seat chamber in the November 2nd election and have said they expect their leads to hold in the 85th and 91st districts, which are both here in Hampton Roads. Where the recounts were requested. The secondary count of ballots in Virginia Beach's 85th district race between Republican Karen Greenhall and Delegate Alex Askew will kick off Thursday morning. That's according to Christine Lewis, the city's deputy registrar. The second recount is expected to take place next week, so we should have both of these wrapped up in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
And we'll finally figure it out. Is it going to be a 50-50 in the House, or is it going to be staunch Republican majority in the
House? Or are we bussing in people? Do we erase names and refill them out again? Damn it. All 100 votes.
However, we have to do this. But while we're talking about running for office, Dr. Mehmet Oz, the celebrity heart surgeon, best known as the host of TV's Dr. Oz Show, says that he is running for for the U.S. Senate.
Pennsylvania needs a conservative who will put America first. That's why I'm running for Senate. I'm Dr. Oz, and I approve this message.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Oz.
In a video message on social media, Dr. Oz casts himself as a champion for people's health who fought the system.
My parents came to America to find a better life, and they did. I attended great universities, raised a family, and became a successful surgeon. I invented a heart valve that saves thousands of lives. Then I started a TV show to advocate for you taking control of your health.
Then I got this TV show, and suddenly everything was elderberry.
I'm really surprised that the end of the ad didn't have something like that on there.
Yeah. No, I'm a fan, so I'm not a naysayer on Dr. Oz. I know there's a lot of people that think it's BS and this and that, but the guy's still like a freaking heart surgeon.
I was going to say he's a heart surgeon. You can only argue so far.
He just saved a dude's life in an airport about 3 months ago.
You can only argue. You might not like the show. You might like some of the stuff he does.
But you can't say he's a dumbass.
He's a heart surgeon.
Literally,
there's
yes.
There's something that goes with that.
Yeah.
He has said he's prepared to fight a government that mishandled the COVID-19 pandemic.
Yeah.
Oz, a longtime New Jersey resident, in recent days has told associates in Pennsylvania of his plans, and according to a TV show spokesperson, has lived and voted in Pennsylvania since last year.
Yeah.
So that's why he's going to run in Pennsylvania.
Sure, and his conservative viewpoint, especially on the COVID stuff.
Right.
He thought that there was a lot of government overreach, and he wanted to get kids back in schools. In fact, he got in trouble on that.
Mm-hmm.
On Kids Back in Schools. I don't know if you saw this.
I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, he was talking about the attrition rate. Let's just say we lose 2-3% of them.
Oh, that's
right. It's still
right.
worth more to have them back
that.
In
yeah.
school than.
I do
and
remember.
Parents
that.
Are like, what?
Yeah.
It's not a science project, Dr. Oz. These are little children.
Yeah.
That's Billy.
That didn't go over well.
No, it did not go very well at all. He actually had to go find a way to get that back if you can.
Yes.
But his intention was.
Right. Right. Your favorite deodorant or antiperspirant body spray may be getting recalled after benzene, a known cancer-causing chemical, has been found in over half of the 30 different brands they checked. Benzene should not be used in the manufacture of drugs or substances, according to the FDA. It is classified as a class 1 solvent with unacceptable toxicity.
Yeah.
The FDA did allow temporary use of that because somebody's going to, I know we'll get a text from somewhere.
Yeah.
They allowed for temporary use of it in hand sanitizers during the pandemic. Setting the upper limit to 2 parts per million. That was the most you could have.
So how did it end up in body spray? Is it a lesser component of some other chemical?
Yeah, it seems to be a product of when we manufacture these sorts of chemicals.
Okay.
Last week, in an abundance of caution, you've got Procter & Gamble. They pulled 17 different types of Old Spice and Secret off the shelves.
Oh, I am boned.
Yeah.
Well, no, I don't use the body spray, but I use the Old Spice.
Well, they haven't said anything about the
shells
or the gels or
that's
roll-ons.
Fine.
They're saying spray.
Probably just a product of having to make it aerosolized.
Right.
Yeah.
It's very possible, yes. And according to the independent lab that performed the tests and filed the petition with the FDA, a number of other brands have yet to be recalled, including batches of Tag, Sure, Equate, Suave, Right Guard, and Brute. That all had levels of benzene that were at or above that 2 parts per million threshold.
Damn.
Yeah, I think.
Turns out benzene smells fabulous.
Well, it's like we found out.
We love it.
We found out that gluten is apparently what gives everything its flavor.
Yes. Fat, gluten, MSG.
Yeah.
MSG.
Oh, yes. Well, didn't we go
There's
backwards
a glutamate
on that?
Glutamate Council. They even have their own political lobbying arm. MSG people.
Didn't we go back on MSG where we decided it wasn't as bad as we thought it was?
It was a totally made up thing, and people glommed onto it like they really had a problem.
Yeah,
and
exactly
it was
right.
Wasn't provable at some great level.
Yeah, no.
MSG's in a lot more stuff than you think. You only thought it was Chinese food, and that's total BS.
Yeah. What was it? It's funny to make a second Seinfeld reference today when they order Chinese food in Seinfeld, and Kramer goes, extra MSG.
Jerry.
Oh, man. And it may be hard to buy a gift for someone who already has everything, so here's some ideas to help you out this year.
Oh, good.
In a new poll where you were asked what gifts you can always fall back on, chocolate is the number one answer, with 58% of people saying that's accepted.
But good chocolate.
Yeah, don't buy them, just a Hershey's bar or something.
Yeah, the chocolate that turns gray or white.
Yeah.
That's bad.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
We're talking the Giardelli or Godiva or the
something
really
dark
nice.
Dark chocolate.
What was that store they had in MacArthur Mall, the really fancy chocolate store?
Was it a Godiva store?
Might have been
I don't
that.
Know. There's a Royal Chocolatier over in Town Center They make great stuff in there.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's fantastic.
I don't do much chocolate.
And then there's another chocolate. Oh, my gosh. There was a great chocolate place. Rodden, remember? They actually brought some stuff up to the radio show over here in Chesapeake.
You'd be surprised how little you learn about these things when you no longer eat them anymore.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, you got to save your sugars.
Your sugars. Yeah. It's just. Yeah. It's funny because if anybody else knows about this because their friends tell them, it's like people avoid telling me because they don't want to make me feel bad. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, guys.
For example, the Royal Chocolate Place over in Town Center sells a chocolate-covered apple, like a Granny Smith, covered in all the dark chocolate and all this stuff, so you think you're getting something healthy.
Well, it's like, you know, it's like a taco salad.
It's really, taco salad. Yeah, clever.
It's the word salad's in it. It's good for me.
It must be good for me.
Right. Just forget the fact that it's 1,800 calories and has more sodium than I need in 3 days. Holiday gift baskets are a second, followed by gift cards, clothing accessories like hats, mittens, and slippers, socks, seasonal popcorn, pajamas, self-care items, cash, and food all rank among things that people accept. 63% of Americans have received a duplicate gift for the holidays, which is one reason why a gift you can eat is great. Two chocolates are better than one.
Yeah.
For what it's worth, 58% of people claim they're easy to buy for, while 5% admit they're impossible to shop for, and that 58%, by the way, is wrong. I'm just going
to
put that.
That they're easy to buy for?
Nobody's really easy to buy for. Once you become an adult, nobody's easy to buy for. Because when you buy adults,
you're constantly questioning, like, okay, do they drink? You know, you're running down this checklist of stuff that, what do they eat? Do they eat meat or cheese? Can I get a charcuterie or whatever?
Do they like this particular thing enough that they would appreciate this?
Yeah.
Like, it becomes a thing. My father is the worst person in the world to shop for and will remain so until I no longer buy things for him out of frustration.
So my buddy David, who gave me the walrus penis bone.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow, what a guy.
Yeah, I know. Awesome, right?
Yeah.
It's a piece of artwork, actually, and it has carved ivory on either end of it. I mean, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's fantastic. But his deal is when he finds something he likes, you get one.
I think that's cool.
And I'm like, wow, you know, I love that.
Yeah.
And he's given me little tchotchkes and stuff from time to time just for no particular reason other than I saw this and I liked it and I thought you'd like to have one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wow, what a nice thing, right?
I think that's a good measuring stick, too, is that
different way of looking at it, though.
Yeah, because so many people will buy, like, the unique item or the weird item for this person thinking, oh, this is so cool. Would you use it?
Start with you and work your way
out. If you wouldn't use this, then probably not. Maybe it's going to end up in a closet.
Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of mistakes are made when, like, a wife or a husband is buying for the other, and they think this would look good on her or this would look good on him because they like how it looks.
That style. Yeah.
And
turns out it's hard to do real estate in a French maid's outfit. I found this out for my wife.
Hard, not impossible.
not at all.
She did sell that house pretty quickly. I mean,
yes, she did. My God.
Sight unseen.
Yes. It was kind of weird.
Well, today, sunny with a high near 59. Calm winds becoming southwest 5 to 7 miles per hour in the afternoon. Mostly clouds, low around 38 tonight. Yeah. Tomorrow, you're going to love this, Rumble. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 68.
How about that?
Yeah, but now, suck it. It's 36 degrees. With the news, I'm Sean Hood for Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.